Landslides, floods, spatter caught child. Woman dies, blackout strikes across resort aisle. Flooding and landslides caused by heavy rain have battered the popular tourist island of Koh Chang in Trat, leaving one dead and one injured. The island was hit by heavy rain from Sunday night until early yesterday. Strong winds knocked down at least 20 high-voltage power poles, resulting in a blackout across the holiday island. Houses and shops near White Sand, Kai Ba, and Klong San beaches were damaged by flash floods and mudslides. White Sand Beach, located closest to the island's ferry pier, is the most badly affected area. A landslide buried a two-story building at Little Chang Resort near the beach at 3 a.m. yesterday, killing Nari Kok, 43, a Cambodian national who worked at the resort. Another Cambodian worker, known only as Rin, who was Nari's husband, was buried under concrete debris and mud for more than 10 hours before he was pulled out by rescue volunteers. He was conscious but exhausted. Kampun Jorun Gajon Kun, head of the rescue team, said officials were unable to provide early help due to the rain and lack of heavy equipment. Mudslides also blocked five sections of the main coastal road near White Sand Beach. The worst part was in front of KC Grand Resort and Spa, where the road was covered with mud for 100 meters. Hundreds of local and foreign tourists yesterday faced difficulties leaving the holiday island. They had to walk along the muddy road to catch a charter bus to the ferry pier. However, many regarded the trip as an adventure and took photos of themselves with the mounds of dirt. Officials in Trat were assisted by the Navy in rescue and relief efforts. Parts of the road covered by mud and rubble were expected to be cleared for traffic by yesterday afternoon. The electricity on Koh Chang will be back on today, authorities said. The overnight rainfall was also reported to have triggered flooding and damaged a weir in Lam Ngop district in Trat. In Ryong, three damaged reservoirs at a private golf course owned by CH Ganchang Public Company in Wangchang District broke and flooded three villages in the area. The golf course is located on top of a hill near Wat Tamarot in Tambun Payok Nai. Flash floods from the reservoirs devastated the temple and more than 100 houses down the hill. Nuan Chuak Lang Yai, 46, a nun who lives at Wat Tamarot, was reported missing in the flood. Local officials and villagers are searching for her. They found her white attire 20 meters from the reservoirs. Ryong Governor Tawatsai Tuit Pao Tai said water volume built up from the overnight rain caused the reservoir's embankments to break. An inspection would be made to see if the reservoirs met construction standards, Mr. Tawatsai said.